Islam has made it such, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us on the importance of speaking good, speaking those things that will create a pleasant atmosphere, and remaining from speaking those things that will hurt somebody, those things that will cause discord in the community, those things that will harm people. So speaking good is something that is encouraged. At the same time, speaking unnecessary is something that is discouraged, and speaking those things that are bad are completely forbidden in Islam. So one is speaking good, which is something that is encouraged, where people can benefit. The second is speaking those things that can harm people. This is completely forbidden. And then those speaking those things that don't concern a person, this also we should refrain from. So here what this chapter is speaking about, the prohibition of remaining silent from morning to night. In the time of Jahiliyyah, in the time of ignorance, what would happen is they would keep a fast of silence. In other words, I'm not speaking for the whole day. That is my roza. It doesn't matter whether it's good, it doesn't matter whether it's bad, it does anything, I'm just not speaking for the whole day. So Islam came to prevent us, that we don't imitate these people who used to keep this type of roza, where they don't speak. Where there is opportunity to speak and make somebody happy, we speak. Where there is opportunity to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make the zikr. We don't remain completely silent. Therefore, even in the month of Ramadan and even in i'tikaf, we are told the person mustn't remain completely silent. Where there is opportunities to speak good, he must speak good. Where there is opportunity to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. So this remaining silent and not speaking unnecessarily is a good thing. So that shouldn't be confused with what this chapter is speaking about. This chapter is talking about where a person remains silent from the morning till the night, like a roza. Anything that is good also, he's not speaking. Anything that he needs to answer somebody also, he's not answering. He's not making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Completely silent is remaining. This is what this chapter is. Otherwise, in Islam, to speak less is a good thing. Not to speak extra is actually a good thing. So this is the difference between the two. One is speaking less and one is not speaking at all. In fact, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi has mentioned that as far as the speech is concerned, there are 20 gunas that only come from speech. In other words, there is like backbiting, there is lies, there is slander, there is ridiculing, there is mocking, so many different, about 20 he listed, that just by the speech of a person, deceiving, just by the speech of a person, about 20 different gunas that come out. So therefore a person has to be extremely careful about his speech. And then he explains, Tanvi rahmatullahi actually explains, that the month of Ramadan has come and the month of Ramadan has gone, and we have to look in ourselves that one of the prescriptions or one of the benefits of the month of Ramadan, one of the objectives is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may get taqwa in your lives. So let us look at our lives before the month of Ramadan, let us look at our lives after the month of Ramadan. Has the taqwa come into our lives? Have I got more control of my eyes? Have I got more control of my ears? Have I got more control of my tongue? All this got to do with taqwa, how much control a person has brought into his life. If he hasn't brought any control in his life, then he explains, then the person really hasn't gained the objective of the month of Ramadan, of bringing taqwa in our lives. So anyway, this is what this chapter is speaking about, the prohibition of remaining silent completely from the morning to the night. And Ali radiallahu anhu qal, حَفِظْتُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يُتْمَى بَعْدَ إِحْتِلَامٍ وَلَا سُمَاتَ يَوْمٍ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ رواه أبو داود. وعن قيس بن أبي حازم رحمة الله عليه قال أبو بكر بن الصديق رضي الله عنه على امرأة من أحمس يقال لها زينب فرآها لا تتكلم فقال ما لها لا تتكلم فقالوا حجت مصمة قال لها تكلمي فإن هذا لا يحل هذا من عمل الجاهلية فتكلمت رواه البخاري. Two ahadith here. The first is Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that I memorized from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none can be an orphan after puberty. Once a person is baligh, now he can't be an orphan, whether he's a boy or he's a girl. Orphan, yatim here, yatim means a person who hasn't got a father. So now once a person who's baligh, he no longer can say I'm yatim. Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Ghori Sahib mentions one incident. He says that he would always smile when he would think that there was one person that he was old, but he would always tell people that I'm a yatim. Please help me, assist me, I'm a yatim. So he said he used to think of this hadith and he would smile, that once a person is baligh, he can't say any longer that he's yatim. Yatim is that child up till becomes baligh, who doesn't have a father. Now that person is a yatim. So sometimes the hadith is telling us, after a person is baligh, there is no such thing as being a yatim, otherwise we'll all be yatims. Even the old people will say that I'm yatim. Which old person now got a father that's alive? So this is what the hadith is telling us. La yutma ba'da ihtilami, none can be an orphan after puberty, and none should remain silent from morning to evening. Remaining silent, Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi has explained that remaining silent was one of the customs of Jahiliyyah. Hence they were prohibited from this in Islam in order to engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in beneficial discussions. Yesterday we saw the wearing of the saffron color was prohibited for men. Why? Because this is the color that woman would wear. So similarly, Islam doesn't like a man to imitate a woman, and doesn't like Muslims to imitate non-Muslims, and doesn't like Muslims to imitate even the people of Jahiliyyat. This is what they fast. We don't do that. We don't keep completely silent. The next hadith, Qais ibn Abi Hazim rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu once went to a woman from the Ahmas tribe, and this woman's name was Zainab. So he went to a woman from the Ahmas tribe. This woman's name was Zainab, and noticed that she was not speaking. He asked, why is she not speaking? They replied, she made the intention not to speak. He said to her, speak, this silence is not lawful. This is from the customs of Jahiliyyah. She began speaking. Thereafter she began speaking. So this hadith is showing us that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu immediately corrected this woman. That this we have been prohibited. This is not lawful for us. People in Jahiliyyah used to do this, keep rozas of silence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing complete balance in our life, taking good care of this tongue of ours. Take care the right way, speak the right things, don't speak the wrong things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that person that guarantees me two things, I will guarantee him Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will guarantee him Jannah. And what two things? That person will protect the flesh between his jaws. In other words, he'll protect his tongue, and he'll protect the flesh between his thighs. In other words, he'll protect his private parts. He'll protect these two things. These two things he'll protect. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that I will guarantee him Jannah. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillah.